Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Deb Norman is here. Deb's a new friend, and she is the Strategic Partnership Manager for Home Instead Senior Care. And we're going to talk about the something that's I think most of us don't really think about much, and that's elder care in the workplace. Deb, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you, Jim.
Elder care in the workplace. Now, all right, so I'm imagining when you say that, you mean your employees have to deal with their elderly parents. But that's not all you're talking about, is it?
That's right. Yeah.
The other part I left out sounds really, really kind of like a conversation I don't want to have. So talk to us about it.
Okay. I guess the best way to start out is to tell you that I've become very passionate about this issue, both on my career side and because of some things in my life personally. Mm-hmm. As Strategic Partnership Manager for Home Instead Senior Care, part of my job was to travel around the country and go to different trade shows and conferences, spreading brand awareness about Home Instead. And several years ago, our very savvy HR director approached me and said, "Deb, I think we should start going to HR conferences." And
wow.
I looked at her like, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "You know, with the aging of the population, there is going to be this shift from child care in the workplace to elder care."
Right.
Yes.
Because the younger generations, they're in their 30s and they still don't have kids.
Right. And so the things that used to weigh on an employee's mind that might be keeping them from being productive at work were used to be their children.
Right.
And now there's been this shift because of the population growing.
Right.
In fact, did you know that 85 plus demographic is the fastest growing segment of the United States? In the United States, that there are more people over 85 than there are, I think it's under 5.
Wow.
Yeah. We've never had
this many generations in the workplaces we have right now.
That's exactly right. And the other statistic that really blew my mind because of my age is that 40% of people over the age of 65 in this country already need some form of daily
care. Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Say that again, Deb.
Okay, 40% of people over the age of 65 in this country, 65, already need some form of daily assistance.
40% of people over 65.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, of course that could include the 85s and the 95s, right? I mean,
exactly.
You're,
yeah.
So my question would be, how many between 65 and 72 are in that category? But it's probably more than we think.
Yeah, and I'm not sure about that. But I'll tell you what's probably driving that up is that the large segment of the population that is baby boomers. There's 76 million of us, and I fall
right
in that category.
Right.
And
the leading edge of that group is about 72 or 3 right now.
Yes, I believe that's right. Yeah, because I'm right in the middle. I'm 62, and I know mm-hmm. I'm right in the middle, so you're right on with that. And what's happening is we're all continuing to age, and there's so many chronic conditions such as Alzheimer's and dementia and limited mobility due to chronic conditions.
Right.
That I do believe there are more than ever people in that 65 to age 72 that probably are needing some assistance.
But as a small business owner, I've got two issues here, it seems
okay
to me. You correct me if I'm missing the buckets here. One are my employees who have to who are going to ask me for time to deal with their parents. Mm-hmm. And the other one are elderly employees who I may have to deal with letting them, you know, leave the company because they're to the point where they can't look after themselves. What do you
yes
think?
Yep, you're right on with that. That's, I I focus primarily on those ones that are the caregivers and don't give too much thought to the fact that they're the primary.
Fine, but their spouse is weighing them down.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, what do you recommend? What's your advice to us?
Well, I'm part of a coalition here in the United States called REACT, which is REACT. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? It's called Respect a Caregiver's Time, and they did a study recently supporting working caregivers at case studies, and they came out with the 6 best practices that an employer should do. And the number one best practice is to offer resources to employees. And that's exactly what Homestead has, a program that can help employees with that, to be able to find answers and solutions and get referrals and counsel and that sort of thing. But there are other things a company can do. And the second best practice is to just give the gift of time and flexibility.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the things that we've done here for a number of different things, not necessarily for this, is all of our computers are laptops. I don't own a desktop computer. 100% of our computers are laptops. We have docking stations in the office, but if somebody needs to go home and work from home, they can do it.
That's great. You know, we have that. Yeah, I mean, I'm very mobile. I can work anywhere. I'm sitting at my dining room table talking to you right now. So
right.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things, and I've been promoting that for a long time. I've been talking to people for a number of different reasons, from a standpoint of an emergency, some kind of a catastrophe, some kind of business outage or a power outage or whatever. You know, people can stay home and work if they need to.
Right.
So
yeah, that's a great benefit. And I was thinking about that before this, how even the program that Homestead offers, that is, it's called Help for Working Caregivers, and I was tying it to small businesses. We have had the most success with small businesses, and I believe it's because maybe a small business doesn't have access to the large EAPs,
right?
Maybe that offer those types of resources. And when you have an employee absent, I bet you can feel it, can't you?
That's exactly right. It's a big hole because most small businesses have fewer than 10 employees.
Oh wow, that's
Yeah.
And I would say we have I work with all sizes of business communities,
right.
Businesses, and the one that I work with, the smallest, has 8 employees.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Deb, I need your website quickly, and I got to take a quick break.
Okay. We are. To find out more about this program, it's inquiry.helpforworkingcaregivers.com.
All right, so check that out. 20 after, quick break. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.